जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा रास बिहारे राधा रास बिहारे राधे जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जगन जय सीता राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीता राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी की जय श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय श्री श्री सीता राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे आई वाज आस्क्ड टू स्पीक ऑन सम पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड नित्यानंद सिंस We have Nityananda Trayodashi coming up in a few days. I will read from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 5, Texts 142 and
কপোতেশ্বর দেখিতে গেলা ভক্তগণ সঙ্গে এত নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কইল দণ্ড ভঙ্গে তিন খণ্ড করি দণ্ড দিলা ভাষণা ভক্ত সঙ্গে আইলা প্রভু মহেশ দেখিনা কপোতেশ্বর দেখিতে গেলা ভক্তগণ সঙ্গে এত নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কইল দণ্ড ভঙ্গে তিন খণ্ড করি দণ্ড দিলা ভাষণা ভক্ত সঙ্গে আইলা প্রভু মহেশ দেখিনা কপোতেশ্বর দেখিতে গেলা ভক্তগণ সঙ্গে यथा नित्यानंद प्रभु कैल दंड भंगे तीन खंड करी दंड दिल भसना भक्त संगे आयला प्रभु महेश देखिना
Please chant. Maharaj, chant. Can't sing. Dekhite sange Etha Nityananda Nanda Bhange
तीन खंड करी दंड दिल भाषना संगे आईला प्रभु महेश देखिना कपोतेश्वर देखिते गेला भक्तगण संगे कैला दंड भांगे खंड करी दंड दिला भाषना भक्त संगे आईला प्रभु महेश देखिना
Mataji's, please.
Kapoteshwar dekhite gela bhakta gana sange etha nityananda prabhu kaila danda bhange
Kapoteshwara, the Shiva temple of the name Kapoteshwara. Dekhite, to see. Gela, to went. Bhakta Gana Sange, with the devotees. Etha, here. Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Kaila did danda of the sannyas staff, bhange breaking, tina khanda three parts, kari making, danda the staff, dila threw in, bhasana washing away, bhakta sange with the devotees. Aila returned Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahesha Dekhina, having seen the temple of Lord Shiva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Lord Shiva, known as Kapoteshwara, Nityananda Prabhu, who was keeping his sannyas staff in custody, broke the staff in three parts and threw it into the river Bhargi Nadi. Later, this river became known as Dandabhanga Nadi. Purport. The mystery of the sannyas danda, staff, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas, accepted the order of sannyas from a Mayavadi sannyasi. The Mayavadi sannyasis generally carry one staff or danda. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absence, Srila Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three parts and threw it into the river later known as the Danda Bhanga Nadi. In the sannyas order, there are four divisions: Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Hamsa and Paramahamsa. Only when the sannyasi remains on the Kutichaka and Bahudaka platforms can he carry a staff. However, when one is elevated to the status of Hamsa or Paramahamsa, after touring and preaching the bhakti cult, he must give up the sannyas staff. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is therefore said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Two personalities, Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, are combined in the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, considering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be an extraordinary person, Lord Nityananda Prabhu did not wait for the Paramahamsa stage. He reasoned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatically on the Paramahamsa stage. Therefore, he does not need to carry the sannyas danda. This is the reason Sri Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three pieces and threw it into the river. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Today we'll be discussing the celebrated pastime of Sri Nityananda Prabhu when he broke the sannyas staff or the danda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into three parts. That is described in the verse that we just read now. The background is that as soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the place called Katwa, he stayed there for a couple of days and ecstatically chanted and danced, performed the Harinam Sankirtan there. His sannyas guru, Sri Keshav Bharati, was also swept away in this flood of ecstatic love, and he was also chanting and dancing along with Mahaprabhu and the other devotees. After that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to go to Vrindavan. He was in his trance of devotional ecstasy and did not understand where he was moving, which direction he was going in. He was oblivious of his external circumstances, and he moved along in the tract of land known as Radhadesh, the place where the Ganga does not flow. He moved along for 3 days, and finally he came to the bank of the Ganga. He was asking people the directions to Vrindavan, but Nityananda Prabhu, who was traveling with him, was alert, and therefore he informed some cowherd boys who were grazing their cows nearby by telling them, as Kaviraj Goswami says, a reasonable story, that if this sannyasi comes and asks you the directions for Vrindavan, point him in the direction of the river Ganga. So Mahaprabhu sure enough came and did that, and the boys, as instructed by Nityananda Prabhu, directed Mahaprabhu to the river Ganga, imagining that to be the river Yamuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy increased manifold, and he went along, and Nityananda Prabhu also assured him that this was the river Yamuna. And as Mahaprabhu went along, his ecstasy increasing all the while in anticipation of reaching Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu, in a transcendental conspiracy, arranged that he would come to Shantipur, the place where Advaita Acharya resided. He sent a messenger ahead to inform Advaita Acharya to cross the river by boat and come to the western bank of the Ganga with some dry clothes, and that prasadam should be arranged for Mahaprabhu in Shantipur. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Advaita Acharya on the boat, he was surprised. He said, "How come you are here? When did you arrive at Vrindavan?" Because Mahaprabhu was thinking that this is Vrindavan. So Advaita Acharya assured him that this was not actually, since this is Shantipur, and he was very, very blessed that the Lord had come here. Mahaprabhu, realizing by coming to his external consciousness that Nityananda Prabhu had transcendentally deceived him, began to say how Nityananda Prabhu had cheated him, and Advaita Acharya assured him that this was not so. He said, "My Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. And also, because the river Yamuna joins the river Ganga at Prayag, the river Yamuna flows from the western side and the Ganga flows from the eastern direction, and the waters merge in Prayag and they flow on. And my Lord, since you have bathed in the western bank, in the western side of the Ganga, so you have actually bathed in the Yamuna." So in this way, Advaita Acharya convinced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and took him for prasadam across the river. Many nice pastimes happened there. Advaita Acharya fed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu sumptuously with prasadam. Mahaprabhu also met his mother, Shachimata, and also the other devotees who had traveled from Navadvip to meet Mahaprabhu there. It was here that Shachimata requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay in Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan, because Jagannath Puri was much closer to Navadvip. These two places were like two rooms of the same house. Devotees would be coming and going from Navadvip to Puri. Mahaprabhu would be easily accessible to everybody. If he stayed in Puri, I beg your pardon, in Navadvip, he would be criticized by people for having stayed in the same town even after he had taken sannyas. So Mahaprabhu agreed to that request and proceeded towards Jagannath Puri. On the way, he traveled to many, many places. He came to Remuna, the place of Kirchora Gopinath. Then he went ahead to the place of Sakshi Gopal near Katak. And eventually he came to the Bhargi Nadi River. And the Bhargi Nadi River became later known as the Dandabhanga Nadi. And as Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, there is a reason why that happened. And this pastime, wherein Lord Nityananda Prabhu broke the sannyas danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and threw it into the river, is the reason why the river is now known as Dandabhanga Nadi. Even to this day, that is the commonly understood name of this river. Danda means the sannyas staff, Bhanga means to break. So this is a very deep pastime. And as Kaviraj Goswami himself explains several verses later, and I'll read the purport of that as well. This is text 158 of the same chapter.
Dandabhanga lilai parama gambhira sei bujhe duhara pade jara bhakti dhira.
Translation. The pastime of the breaking of the staff is very deep. Only one whose devotion is fixed upon the lotus feet of the two lords can understand it. Purport. One who understands Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu in reality can understand their identity as well as the breaking of the staff. All the previous acharyas, being induced to engage themselves fully in the service of the Lord, gave up attachment for material life and thus accepted the staff, which signifies full engagement of the mind, speech and body in the service of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the regulative principles of the renounced order of life. That is completely clear. However, in the Paramahamsa stage, there is no need to accept a danda, staff. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was certainly in the Paramahamsa stage. Nonetheless, to indicate that everyone should take sannyas at the end of life in order to engage fully in the service of the Lord, even Paramahamsas like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his confidential devotees follow the regulative principles unfailingly. Indeed, that was his purpose. Nityananda Prabhu, who was his eternal servitor, believed that there was no need for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to carry the staff and to declare to the world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was above all regulations. He broke it into three pieces. The pastime known as the Dandabhanga Leela is thus explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So as Kaviraj Goswami has explained here, this is a deep pastime, Gambhira Leela. It has a deep significance and a purport. So let's talk about the various reasons for Nityananda Prabhu's having broken the sannyas staff of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As you know, a sannyasi is supposed to carry a staff, a stick. That's called a danda. And when we use the phrase dandavat, offering obeisances that's connected to the danda, it means that we offer obeisances falling flat like a stick. The first reason for Nityananda Prabhu having broken the staff is mentioned in the purport to the verses that we have just read and which we read out earlier. Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj. Externally, Keshav Bharati Maharaj had taken sannyas in the Mayavadi Sampradaya, in the Shankara Sampradaya, in that particular line called the Bharatiya Sampradaya, Bharati. There are different titles that sannyasis take, like Ashram, Tirtha, Saraswati, and so on. Bharati is also one such order. Swami, Goswami, these are also different orders. Generally in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada gave only two titles, Swami or Goswami. There was no third title. Prabhupada's own title was Swami. But amongst his god brothers, we can see there were many, many such titles. Janardana, Vamana, Adhokshaja, Audulomi, Sridhar, and so on. So the danda represents the order of sannyas. Keshav Bharati Maharaj being externally in the Mayavad order of life, in Mayavad Sampradaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought it fit to accept sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj. So from an external point of view, we see that Mahaprabhu took Ekadanda sannyas or sannyas in the Mayavadi Sampradaya. The Mayavadis, when they take sannyas, they accept a danda or a staff which is single. Therefore, it's called Ekadanda. Because their philosophy is one of monism. Monism means the idea that I am non-different from the Supreme in every respect. I am He, Soham, Tattvam Asi, and so on. So therefore they carry only one staff. I remember in the Krishna Balaram Mandir, I used to see some Mayavadi sannyasis coming regularly for darshan at a certain time, and they carried their Ekadanda also. And every time they came in front of Krishna Balaram, they would hold their staff and they would extend it out, and you know, just like some kind of military gesture. And they would do that in synchronism together. So I always wondered what the reason was for them doing it. So finally I asked one devotee, that just go and ask them why they do that. Why do they come in front of Krishna Balaram and raise their staff like that? So then the devotee asked them, and then they said, because we are declaring to Krishna that we are one. We are one. So we are one. You and I are the same. So Krishna, Balaram, you are there now, but we are also the same. So to declare their identity with Krishna and Balaram, they would say that. So therefore these sannyasis are called Ekadandi sannyasis, because they carry the Ekadanda. One staff that signifies oneness in all respects with the Absolute Truth. Vaishnava sannyasis, on the other hand, carry what is called the Tridanda. Three dandas, three staffs in one. And these represent the surrender of the body, mind, and words. So that is the significance of the three dandas. Actually, we have a fourth one, which is like a hook, which represents the soul. So not just one's body, mind, and words are surrendered to Krishna, but one's very soul is surrendered to Krishna. So that is the significance of the staff. So the Vaishnava understanding of sannyas is that one dedicates oneself utterly, body, mind, words, and soul, to the service of Krishna. So it is the principle of surrender and service that is paramount in sannyas. it is not the external clothing or the staff that is really that important, but it is the principle or the attitude of service that is sannyas. Srila Prabhupada explains this elsewhere also. So amongst Vaishnavas, the order of sannyas is taken for this purpose. Mahaprabhu also accepted the order of sannyas for this reason, for the sake of preaching, for being engaged completely in the devotional service of Krishna. Of course, the acceptance of Mahaprabhu's sannyas and the fact that he accepted the ekadanda externally, this is a very esoteric pastime, and that can be discussed in another class by some devotee. But suffice it to say that Lord Nityananda did not like it that Mahaprabhu was carrying the ekadanda, the one staff. And therefore he broke the staff into three to signify that we want tridanda, three dandas. That Mahaprabhu is a Vaishnava, he's playing the role of a Vaishnava sannyasi. And therefore this one danda, ekadanda, it doesn't befit Mahaprabhu. So therefore he broke the staff into three parts. And here in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada is saying here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the order of sannyas from a Mayavadi sannyasi. The Mayavadi sannyasis generally carry one staff or danda. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absence, Srila Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three parts and threw it into the river, later known as the Dandabhanga Nadi. So this was one reason that Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three. Because after all, he could have broken it into four, he could have broken it into two, but he broke it into three parts. So this is one reason for that. As we go on, of course, once he broke, we'll come to the other reason shortly. As Mahaprabhu approached Jagannath Puri, he had actually handed over the staff to Nityananda Prabhu, and then he went for his bath in the river, the Bhargi Nadi river, and that is when Nityananda Prabhu performed the pastime of breaking the staff. When Mahaprabhu came back and asked for the staff, Nityananda Prabhu didn't have it. Mahaprabhu at this time was completely in a devotional trance. So he had no understanding of the external world. So he was heading out towards Puri. And he was dancing very fervently. And as he moved on, the devotees were also dancing ecstatically with him. Kaviraj Goswami describes this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed and cried and danced and made many ecstatic vibrations and sounds. At this point, the temple was 6 miles away. And that's when he saw the chakra on top of the temple from a distance. And they arrived at the place called the Atharanala, which is on the outskirts of Jagannath Puri. And this is where he revived his external consciousness. And then he spoke to Nityananda Prabhu and said, please return my staff, my danda. And Nityananda Prabhu told him, it's broken into three pieces, I'm sorry. And then he gave him a story. And he said, you see, when you fell down in ecstasy as you were chanting and dancing, I rushed to hold you so that you wouldn't fall to the ground. You fell upon me, and both of us together fell upon your sannyas danda. And that's how the sannyas danda broke into three pieces. And it's certainly because of my offense that your staff was broken. Now you can punish me as you wish. So Mahaprabhu heard the story about how the staff had been broken. He expressed a little sadness about it, displayed a little anger, and began to speak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have all benefited me by bringing me to Neelachal. However, my only possession was that one staff, and you have not kept it. So all of you should go before or behind me to see Lord Jagannath. I shall not go with you. Because this staff was broken, so Mahaprabhu was angry. So he said, I don't want to go with all of you. I'll go alone. You either go ahead of me or you go behind me. Then Mukunda Datta was nearby. So he told Mahaprabhu, my lord, you please go ahead. So Mahaprabhu went ahead, he walked rapidly and reached the temple of Lord Jagannath. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, we have a slightly different narration. Jagadananda Pandit was the one who was carrying the staff of Mahaprabhu. And when Jagadananda Pandit went for a bath, he handed it over to Nityananda Prabhu, who promptly broke it. And when Jagadananda returned, and he saw the sannyas staff broken into three pieces, he asked Nityananda Prabhu, what happened? How did the staff break? And Nityananda Prabhu replied, well, the Lord himself broke it. What can I do? Of course, Jagadananda Pandit understood that Mahaprabhu had not broken the staff, that it was Nityananda Prabhu who had broken the staff. So quietly, he picked up the three pieces of the stick, of the danda, and he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was nearby, and threw the three pieces on the ground. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was shocked. He said, what happened to my sannyas staff? Have you been fighting, or have you people been fighting, or what? That this staff has broken like this. Then Jagadananda Pandit explained the whole story about Nityananda Prabhu having broken the staff. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed externally annoyance at this whole pastime. So we'll also come shortly to the reason of why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having been internally pleased with Nityananda Prabhu's action, was externally displeased. So in any case, we saw the first reason for Nityananda Prabhu having broken the danda, which is that he was not happy that Mahaprabhu was carrying the ekadanda. He was a Vaishnava, therefore it should be a three danda. The danda should be in three parts. Another reason is also explained by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. Traditionally, in the order of sannyas, there are four stages: Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Hamsa and Paramahamsa. So Kutichaka and Bahudaka represent the early stages of sannyas, and Hamsa and Paramahamsa represent the more advanced stages of sannyas. When one starts traveling and Parivrajakacharya, one is moving everywhere, preaching the glories of Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada says that during the stages of Kutichaka and Bahudaka, one is expected to carry the staff. And then in the stages of Hamsa and Paramhamsa, one is not obliged to, one need not carry the staff. So Nityananda Prabhu was thinking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly the topmost Paramahamsa. So why should he be carrying a sannyas staff as if he is on the Kutichaka or Bahudaka platform? He is not an ordinary sannyasi. He is a Paramahamsa. He is always on that platform. Therefore, he didn't feel it right that Mahaprabhu should be carrying a staff. So he broke it. That's the second reason. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are some other reasons given. Nityananda Prabhu himself looks at the danda and he speaks to the danda. He said, oh danda, you are being carried by that personality who I carry in my heart. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Normally he should be carrying the flute in his hands, and now he's carrying you, he's carrying the danda, and this is very, very inappropriate. So therefore, you don't deserve to be here like this. You don't deserve to be in his hands. So therefore, I shall break you. So then he broke the danda. Because he didn't feel it right that Mahaprabhu is a supreme personality of Godhead, who is meant to enjoy, should be actually carrying a sannyas danda. He should be carrying a flute and playing the flute. Also, the whole idea of Mahaprabhu taking sannyas was very, very painful for the devotees. First of all, Mahaprabhu, who was known as Nimai Pandit before he took sannyas, had very long, beautiful black hair, and that enhanced his beauty considerably. And when at the time of sannyas, Mahaprabhu shaved off his hair, that was very painful to see for the devotees. Also, the idea that now he would have to accept the austerities of a sannyasi, not eating good food, not wearing good clothes, but rather just wearing the loincloth, the kopin, and traveling everywhere, accepting difficulties of various kinds. So the devotees were very distraught with grief hearing about these things, the possibility that Mahaprabhu would do it. Therefore, at Mahaprabhu's sannyas, all the devotees were piteously crying. They could not bear to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this. So therefore, Nityananda Prabhu, along with the other devotees, never really liked the idea of Mahaprabhu taking sannyas, even though they understood that the Lord was supremely independent and therefore free to do whatever He wished. So that was another reason that Mahaprabhu Himself says in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that you are not meant to be a sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and He broke the staff and threw it. Another reason that Nityananda Prabhu mentions is to the danda. He says, actually, just see, having taken sannyas, he is walking and chanting the names of Krishna on his fingers. So how can he hold a danda? Because he is holding beads or he is counting the names of Krishna. Therefore, I will break you. He speaks to the danda and he breaks the danda. So these are the different reasons why Nityananda Prabhu performed this pastime. The other devotees were a little bewildered. They could not understand why Nityananda Prabhu did this. Internally, of course, Mahaprabhu understood Nityananda Prabhu's heart and he was pleased. But externally, he displayed some annoyance, some irritation, so much so that he told the devotees, all of you keep away from me. Let me go alone, you go separately. And the reason for that was explained in the second purport that I read, where Mahaprabhu wanted everybody to understand the importance of this ashram and how everybody eventually should take sannyas. And in order to set the example that however elevated one may be, one should follow the regulative principles. And one of the principles is to carry the sannyas danda. Therefore, he did not want to break those rules. And the fact that now Nityananda Prabhu had broken that was a cause of annoyance because he would not be able to set the proper example. In this way, Mahaprabhu appeared to be annoyed when Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff. So this, therefore, is a famous danda bhanga leela. It happened in the Bhargi Nadi River, which is today called the Dandabhanga Nadi. And nearby, there is also Dandabhanga Gopinath. Am I right, Prajahari Prabhu? And that is installed by Prataprut Maharaj. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't notice you. And that was installed by Prataprut Maharaj. There is some discussion, some dispute about who actually was the king who installed the deity there. Some say it is Prataprudra Maharaj. It is said that a spy of the king was always wandering around and giving reports to the king. He came and he saw this pastime happening and he dutifully reported that to the king. And the king and queen rushed there, understanding that some extraordinary pastime was taking place there. And then they installed this deity of Gopinath. So then there was Dandabhanga Gopinath. That's the name of the deity. And the king also erected a temple there. So this is in brief the significance of the pastime of Lord Nityananda Prabhu breaking the sannyas staff of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have only a few minutes left. So I'll open the floor, invite questions and comments. Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj and Jayadvaita Maharaj, would you like to offer any comments on this pastime?
There's a history of that place in relation to ISKCON, which I won't narrate in detail, but it was sort of taken by ISKCON or to do seva, and then for some reason it was lost, but now it's come back.
Yes.
And so devotees who want to visit that place and do seva there may have the opportunity.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. So this place is available now, Dandabhanga. We have a project there. And so devotees who want to witness the place where this pastime took place, you may visit the next time you go to Jagannath Puri. After you've been to Puri, maybe you can travel to Dandabhanga Nadi and see this pastime place. Are there any other questions or comments? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a very wonderful class. So you said that the Keshava Bharati, who is the sannyas guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is externally playing that role. So is he also an eternal associate of the Lord who has taken that role, or is he actually in that?
He is. All those who participate in Mahaprabhu's pastimes are definitely his intimate associates. And they also have a role in Krishna Leela. It is said, Keshav Bharati Maharaj, if I'm not mistaken, according to Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, was Akrura from Krishna Leela who manifested. So personalities from Krishna Leela also manifested in Gaura Leela.
The body, mind and words are surrendered in the service of the Lord. So the surrender of consciousness is all expressed through the mind, if it correct. So how is the mind and soul distinguished? Though mind is a subtle body, but we want to know some understanding of
it. Well, the soul exists even beyond the material body, mind and the intelligence, isn't it? So even the soul in the spiritual world, there is no material mind. The soul has its own senses. The soul has its own organs, its own body. The soul itself is the body is the soul. So the soul exists independently of the material body, mind, and therefore that also everything has to be offered to Krishna, one's very existence. That is the idea. When we are in the material world, we have this material body, mind, and we speak words with this body and mind. But even the very soul itself is to be offered in the service of Krishna. That's the idea. Is there any other question or comment? Tattvavit Prabhu, any comments? Questions? Maharaj, any comments? Okay. So thank you very much. Yes, one last quick question, please. Yes, behind. Switch on the mic.
Maharaj, मैं हिंदी में पूछना चाहता हूँ. हरे कृष्णा. महाराज आपके आप लेक्चर आज एक घंटे का हुआ. पर आप 2 साल बाद आज यहाँ पर आप कथा कर रहे हैं, तो 1 घंटे के बदले 3 घंटे का नहीं हो सकता था आज.
ओके, एनीवे should have the questions relevant to the class. Yes? Okay. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Shri La Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.